The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. The last few days I've had an ample amount of time with our guest parish mission speaker, Mr. John Pridmore. He is one of the largest men that I've ever met in my life. He's a big human being. He's a solid 6'5", 350 pounds. And one would expect that he would be one of the toughest individuals also with his background. You know, living on the streets, being a gang member. What has most amazed me about this man is I believe he may be the most childlike person I've ever met. In conversation, in prayer, it is so apparent. And I think in particular, in numerous ways, but especially his confidence in God. You know, like when a child is young, they believe their parents are almighty, that they can do anything, that they know everything, are capable of anything. I remember my little brother, my mom still has the wish lists that he would make for Christmas when he's 5, 6, 7 years old. And she brought these out a few years ago when he was maybe 5 years old. He had a list of like five things. The first and the second were an elephant and a gorilla. And my mom goes to him, she says, Matt, do you mean like, you know, like a little figurine or a stuffed animal? He said, no, Mom, a real elephant and a real gorilla. The next year he had on there a farm. Same thing, Mom says, well, what do you mean? He says, Mom, like a real farm with chickens and goats and horses. When John Pridmore, when he prays, he knows that God can do anything, and he expects that he will do whatever he asks, if it be his will. I mean, it really is like a little kid who has total confidence in his mom or dad. And two reasons. One, I believe that he looks at himself and he says, if God could save someone like me, what can he not do? And secondly, he revealed last night that upon his conversion, he was 27 years old and he had never been to church. He makes a confession because he was baptized Catholic. He comes to Mass and he's at a youth conference with a lot of kids. He's the only person over 20. And so he's there and he's in line to receive communion. And he says, how can I believe this? Right, all these people, they think in that little piece of bread, God is there. So he says a quick prayer to the Father. He says, Heavenly Father, if that is your Son, I struggle to believe that. So give me the grace to believe. He comes forward and he receives Holy Communion. And he said, every good feeling, every special emotion that he ever felt in his life, if you combine it all together, it would not compare to what he experienced when he received his first Eucharist. No one knows who the Son is except the Father. We ask for the grace to have that same childlike confidence, but above all, to ask the greatest grace from the Father. Father, reveal to me your Son.